8:50?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. You ready? Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Amen, welcome. This class is moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. And I'm your instructor, amen?
Amen.
Let's welcome all of our students online and by Roku. So we just want to pray real quickly, then move into the word, amen?
Amen.
Father, we're so thankful for this school of ministry. We're so thankful for the apostle. For truly, we can see that this school, even as we are partakers, year after year, is progressing and growing and moving deeper into the realm of the spirit. So we thank you for our apostle. We understand that the apostle is our heaven-to-earth connection. You said you do nothing in the earth realm except you reveal your secrets to your holy apostles and prophets. He is our heaven-to-earth connection. He's the first gift. That means he has rank over all the other gifts. He's the first gift set and the first gift given. So we appreciate the gift that we have. Not only do we sow into his life, we honor his life by honoring him. So we thank you for this school of ministry again, the reason that you established this school, and for all of the students here on the campus and online. I pray that the Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of reality, the spirit of illumination, I pray that he would give us ears to hear and a heart to believe and eyes to see what he's saying to the church. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Okay? In your books, I want you to read the preface and chapter one, because that's what I'm going to begin to share with you tonight. The author of the book is Apostle Jonathan David. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. The prophetic flow is the focus of many desiring believers. The prophetic flow is the focus of many desiring believers to tap, watch this, into the supernatural dimension of the spirit. See, that's the desire. There's a desire. I believe people are craving the supernatural. That's why in many of the movies you go to, everything is supernatural now. So there's a large gear up for the supernatural. But there are believers whose focus is to tap into the supernatural dimensions of the spirit realm. But as Apostle Thompson always teach us, in order for us to flow in the supernatural, you need an escort.
Yes, sir.
You need a tour guide. You need someone to train you. You can't enter into the supernatural realm on your own. It is highly dangerous. Amen? So Apostle Thompson, often in his teachings, he shared with us, you must be escorted into the realm of the spirit. And the only person, I'd notice I say person, the only person who qualifies, because see, the Holy Spirit is not tongues. You understand that? The Holy Spirit is not gifts. The holy person is the third person in the Godhead. He's a real person. He has intellect. He has personality. He knows every, listen to this. There's no one who knows God more than God, the Holy Spirit. You with me? So in order for us to enter into this supernatural realm that we desire to go into, you must have a tour guide, a spiritual escort. That's why Jesus say, how be it when he, the spirit of truth, the spirit of reality is come. Watch what he said now. He will lead you and he will guide you into all truth, into all reality. And so reality and truth is not found in a church. Take that pill and digest it. That's why we have so many problems with accepting apostolic truth in ministry.
Yes, sir.
Because it's not found. The truth in reality is not found in a church. It's found in a person.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And if you don't get to the person, you never get to the truth. And you never get to the reality. Now watch this. But you can't. You don't just come to the truth and reality on your own. God said, Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Spirit draws him.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
So we need a what? An escort. Say, I need an escort.
I need an escort.
In order to enter.
In order to enter.
Into the realm of the Spirit.
Into the realm of the Spirit.
And in order to function.
In order to function.
In the realm of the Spirit.
In the realm of the Spirit.
Now let me show you how important this is. Jesus had multitudes following him. They started off as disciples,
yes,
learners. Then the Bible says one night and he went up into a mountain in prayer all night. And then he came back. And out of that multitude of disciples and learners, he chose 12 men. How did he choose them? Watch this. Supernaturally.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By revelation.
By revelation.
The Father chose them.
Yes, sir.
And you want to know how deep it was? Jesus said, I've chosen 12 of you, and I know one of you is the devil. But somebody had to betray me, so I had to put you on the team. And I had to have you so hidden that none of the 11 who are around you gonna treat you any different.
Right. Come on.
They'll be saying, who is it, Lord?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to treat you in an ill-willed way.
Come on, sir. Right. Come on, sir.
Because I love you.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to show you how the supernatural works. Yeah. See, the supernatural don't function like the natural. Because,
right.
See, if I know you're about to do something to me, I'm going to cut your neck off. I'm going to do what the Bible didn't say do. Do unto others before they do unto you. Okay. Now, I'm not saying these things to be funny. I'm trying to tell you, when you start functioning in the realm of the supernatural,
yes,
you got to be out of you.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
You got to have a power functioning on the inside of you that's
right.
greater than you.
Yes, sir.
Romans 8:14. Turn to it. You're going to need this.
Yes, sir.
See? After Jesus chose those 12 men and ordained them to be apostles. Now, remember, that's all he was training, apostles. Jesus wasn't training no other ministry gifts. He was training apostles.
Yes, sir.
Because he knew that in order for the other gifts to manifest, they had to come through the vehicle of the apostles.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
So apostolic training is important. This school is important. This is not no ordinary school.
That's right.
Right.
No instructor in here is functioning from their own selves.
That's right.
The mantle that you see before you in all of these classes is the mantle that's upon that apostle.
Yes, sir.
And we who know it is bold enough to tell you.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So don't look at me. I'm doing everything I can to be close, follow close.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to tell you how it goes. If I'm going to have a supernatural life, I got to have somebody I can pattern my life after.
Yes, sir.
Don't come telling me about Elisha because I ain't saw him.
Right.
I'm just trying to help y'all while I'm here.
Yes,
Romans 8:14. Mm-hmm. Now watch what I'm about to say. Jesus spent 3 years training these men. Apostolic ministry. Yet when he got ready to leave, watch what he say. Don't you go do no ministry. I don't want you preaching. I don't want you teaching. I don't want you to do nothing, because what you need in order to function in this realm of the supernatural is an escort.
That's right.
You need the same one who calls me to do what I'm doing in the earth realm. You see, the reason why we can't grow and mature spiritually is because we tend to want to put Jesus the Christ in one class and we over here. But the Bible is teaching we are Christ. So we have to understand this about Jesus. Watch this. The Christ. Jesus, the Christ. It's not Jesus Christ like Jesus is his first name and Christ is his last name. It's Jesus the Christ. What does that mean? Jesus, the anointed one.
Yes, sir.
So you have to come to this. You got to get this in your mind and in your inner thought that Jesus was a man sent from God and anointed by God to carry out God's agenda in the earth realm.
Yes, sir.
So in training the 12, Jesus said, now, y'all can't do no ministry until you be, watch this, endued or endowed with power from on high.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because the same Holy Spirit that caused me to function in the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
To do things, watch this, extraordinary and out of the ordinary. Because now see, Apostle said something I wish, you know, it's becoming an inner thought. There, all of the writers prophesied about Jesus, the prophets.
Yes, sir.
Men who he trained wrote about him. Yes, they all wrote by the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit moved upon them.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
But there's something that the church been missing. And Apostle went into it tonight. You see, there's what people said Jesus did, but we never interviewed Jesus. See, we say Jesus did the first miracle in Cana of Galilee. Jesus turned the water into wine. Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. Jesus raised the dead. Jesus cast out devils. See, that's what all of them were saying. But when you interview Jesus, Jesus said it was not me that was doing the work. It was my Father. Now, wait. Pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. When God is at work in us, both to will and to do all of his good pleasure,
yes, sir.
He is working in us by the person and by the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
That is why the Bible says in Acts 10:38, I know I told you Romans 8:14, just be a little patient. Acts 10:38, watch what the Bible says, how God anointed.
Yes, sir.
See, we know Jesus is the Word of God, a God incarnate. God come in the flesh,
yes, sir.
But he did not function in the earth realm as God.
Right.
He functioned in the earth realm as a man anointed by God,
yes, sir.
Which tells us we are men,
yes, sir,
and we are women. And in the same way he was anointed,
yes,
we can be anointed.
Yes, sir.
As I was meditating and thinking about this class, see, we're not emphasizing enough living in the Spirit. See, Apostle Thompson is, I know this is going to sound crazy. I believe, you know, we're talking about demon possessed. Why can't we just be Holy Spirit possessed?
That's right.
Why can't, watch what I'm about to say now. Why do we have, can I tell you the ultimate goal of what I want to share with you? Moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy?
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You want to live where John had the testimony concerning Jesus. John said, I saw the Spirit of God descend upon him in the form of a dove. And it lit upon him, but watch this, and it remained upon him.
Yes, sir, remained.
And the one who sent me to baptize with water said unto me, upon whom you see the Spirit of God descend and remain, that's the Son of God. Now, what I'm saying that for is, watch this, is because we want to have a daily life of not only the Spirit within, but the Spirit upon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because now you're functioning supernaturally. All right. Acts 10:38, you saw it, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Yes, sir.
Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now watch the last phrase. For God was with him.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you never go anywhere without God.
That's right.
So that means you're never alone. You're never by yourself. You have a divine supernatural being living on the inside of you. It was God again who said, he said, there's coming a day where I will no longer dwell in temples made with hands, but I'm going to come and dwell in my people. The Bible says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
I want to live in you.
Yes, sir.
Through you and do extraordinary things.
Yes, sir.
See, apostle is training us. We cannot be stopped.
We cannot be stopped.
Once we engage. Yes, let me finish here. Because you got Romans 8:14. All of these things emphasize you got to be escorted. Romans 8:14 say what? For as many
as are led by
Led. Without the tour guide, without the divine escort, watch this. How the you can't enter properly into sonship.
Right.
It's one thing to be called the sons of God. It's another thing to be manifesting as a son of God. You can't do that without being led. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Y'all got that? I'm trying to show you the importance of functioning in the spirit world. Then on top of that, you got 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. Come on quickly. We need to, I want you to see these things. I don't want just quote these things. I want you to see these things. Because everything that's being done in the earth realm today is being orchestrated and administrated by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit in the earth realm today is equivalent to Jesus being in the earth realm when he was here. That's why Jesus told the 12 men, he said, listen, I got to go, but I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you without direction. For watch what he said. He said, I'm leaving. See, I was God with you. But when I come back, and this is what most people miss, because we waiting on the second coming of Christ. And what we're not understanding is, watch this, let's not be like the Jews. The Jews missed him coming, even though they had all the scriptures that say he would be born of a virgin in a manger. Come on, they had all of the scriptures talking about who he was. Yet when he came, they watch this, 2016, they're still looking for him. Could it be that in 2016, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is still waiting for him to come back when, in fact, he came back?
Right.
He didn't come back to be God with us. Right. He came back to be God in us. And so in the same dimension that Jesus was to the 12, the Holy Spirit is to us. That's why we need him. Jesus chose 12 men. He said, I need y'all to be with me. Because if you're not with me, I can't train you.
Right.
That's why we have to see. That's why some things I'm going to share tonight. You got to know the difference between being born of the Spirit and being filled with the Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit. You don't get it all at once. Because in order to move, watch this, in the gifts of revelation and prophecy, the gateway to all of the gifts is praying, or is to be filled with the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
But that's a little bit ahead of myself, but y'all understand where we're going.
Yes, sir.
Right? 1 Corinthians 2:9. What does it say?
But as it is written.
But as it is. No, no. I want the verse where it says revealed to us by Spirit. Which one is that?
Verse 10.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Okay. But as it is written, what? Now, I want you to pay attention that it didn't say eyes. It said I. That means single.
Right.
I had not seen. What did it say?
Nor ear heard.
It didn't say ears. It said ear. Read.
Neither have entered into the heart of
man. Neither have it entered into the heart of man what?
The things which God hath prepared for them that love.
The things which God, watch what it says, hath prepared for them that love him. So if it's already been prepared for me, I need somebody to escort me to my seat. I need somebody to show me what's mine. Put it another way. In the supernatural, you can only get what's revealed to you. You don't walk in the whole Bible. You can only live from that which is revealed to you. Watch this. By the Spirit. But I had not seen, ear had not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man. What?
The things which God had prepared
for them that
love.
That what?
Love.
That love him. Read.
But God had revealed
them unto us by his Spirit. That's why you need the escort.
Yes, sir.
Because the escort is going to begin to show you what's rightfully yours. St. John 16, verse number 12. But God had revealed them unto us, but what? By his Spirit. Now you stay there. You go to St. John, I'm going to tell you. Watch what it says. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yes, the deep things of God. And what? Why does the Spirit searcheth all things? Yes, the deep things of God. The reason that he searcheth all things, the deep things of God, so he can reveal them unto you.
Yes, sir.
Because once they are revealed to you, they cannot be taken from you.
Right. Yes, sir.
Knowledge in the spirit world is power. Apostle told us tonight, he said, I'm not teaching you information. I'm teaching you from experiences and encounters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Which means, see, you have to understand, by reason of the anointing that's upon his life, by reason of the price that he have paid, he qualifies to train us.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, it's one of the reasons why God told him to establish this school is because this school was to be a supernatural training center. Where we can see the Spirit of God come up on him and know that as the Spirit of God came up on him, just like when the Spirit of God was upon Moses, Moses called 70 elders and God say, take the Spirit that's upon them and put. Then that can happen to you in this school.
Right.
Don't you ever get the tripping.
Right.
You can have the Spirit of the apostle upon you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I told y'all go. What did it say?
I have yet many things to say unto you. But ye cannot bear them.
But you are not able to handle it right now. Read.
How be it?
When the Spirit of truth.
How be it when your tour guide has come? The one who's responsible for training you. How be it when he? Huh?
Yes, sir.
How be when he what?
Come.
What?
He will guide you.
Oh, you can't go on your own. Now, some of y'all never been on a tour. If you have on a tour and you got some know-it-all riding with you, you can't enjoy the tour. Because he too busy yakety yak.
That's right.
Look, why don't you go get employed? We don't want to listen to you. We trying to listen to the man who been trained. Not you. Okay, come on. He will do what? He'll guide you into all reality. Read.
For he shall not speak of himself.
So the Holy Spirit is not tripping. He ain't talking about himself. He don't want no glory, no honor, no praise. He said, I have one agenda, to introduce you to the Son and the Father. That's my assignment. Read.
But whatsoever he shall hear.
Whatsoever he shall hear. Hold up. Didn't we just say Jesus, when you interview Jesus, Jesus says it's not me. It's God in me.
Yes, sir.
But you must have the, it comes with this connotation. The God that was working in him was God, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is saying, whatsoever he hear, read,
that shall he speak.
That shall he speak. Well, didn't Jesus say, I only say the things that I hear my Father say? Well, how did he hear them? Read.
And he will show you.
Oh, and he, well, hold up. If he going to show you things to come, that means he going to reveal some stuff to you.
Yeah.
So Jesus' whole ministry was Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm not going to get in trouble. Y'all can do all that, make all the noise you want. But at 8:50, this train is shutting down. Now. I'm trying to show you something. See, this is how Jesus functions. And watch this. I hear apostles say this, but the supernatural make things easy. So Jesus said, I'm not doing the work. So if God tell me to stop a coffin with a dead child in it and get him up, I'm not tripping. Because I heard him tell me to do it.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
So if he told me to do it, I know it's something he won't do.
Yes.
See, some of y'all understand the supernatural gonna make you look stupid. But if you trying to be cute, you ain't gonna get the miracle.
Because
when the gumbo is spoiled and they say take some dung and put in there, you ain't gonna eat none. Because you tripping about what was put in. If you had blinded eyes and the spirit say spit,
come on, sir.
You're going to be talking about that's nasty. So you can't get the miracle. See, in the supernatural, when God does things, he ain't studying about your mind. Listen to this. He's trying to blow your mind. See, the supernatural is not about just excitement and performance. Watch with it. It's about functioning.
Functioning.
Jesus said, I know who I am.
I know who I am.
I can't deny who I am because you tripping.
Right.
I came to do the will of my Father. St. John 6:63. Write this down. It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Yes, sir.
The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. What does that mean? They are spirit. That means they came from the Holy Spirit.
Come on, sir.
Because the Holy Spirit is the quickener.
Yeah.
He's the one that makes everything alive.
Yes.
It was God who quickened Jesus' dead body by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Come on, sir.
Now, you have Revelation. You write these down. Revelation 2:7, 2:11, 2:17, 2:29, Revelation 3:6, Revelation 3:13, and 3:22. Now, all of those have the same reference. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. See, we got to have a hearing ear.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll be closing with this. The prophetic flow is flowing accurately in the anointing, is flowing in revelation knowledge, and it is also flowing in the Holy Ghost. I say the prophetic flow.
The prophetic
see,
flow.
The prophetic flow.
The prophetic.
See, see. Everybody want to prophesy, but all prophecy is to bring glory
yes, sir.
To Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. So anybody that's trying to prophesy, they need to understand you're not here for a spiritual show.
That's right.
So, we'll get deeper into moving into the, we have a way to go.